Jerry Bader Show 927. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says its puny little staff doesn't have the resources to thoroughly vet an opinion piece from Ryan Hunnell, the whistleblower in the Viatoma opioid scandal. Well, we can't, we just don't have time to fact check everything. He argues that he put links to everything. It was right there. Now, this is a classic example. There are things in there that don't reflect well on Democrats, so they don't want to publish it. But if nothing else, he gave them certainly fodder for a news story. Let's see if they do anything with that. A follow-up on this. WisconsinWatchdog.org's Matt Kittle has a piece. Sources, Ron Kine, the congressman from Western Wisconsin, received call from Jason Simkowski not long before the Marine's tragic death. Ooh, this gets interesting. U.S. Representative Ron Kine has often pleaded ignorance about the abuses going on at Toma and the misery created in its wake. The La Crosse Democrat staff told USA Today last year that he had no recollection or record of receiving a 2009 whistleblower memo detailing the myriad problems at the hospital. While an investigative report exposed wide-ranging painkiller overprescriptions, like the toxic cocktail, believed to have killed 35-year-old Marine Corps veteran Jason Simkowski, and we shared with you Hunnell's, he had 15 different prescriptions in him the day that he died. He was stunned. This is unacceptable that the 35-year-old Marine Corps veteran died. We can't have our VAs functioning like this. Listen to this. But multiple sources tell Wisconsin Watchdog that Simkowski called Kine's office shortly before the Marine died on August 30th, 2014. A subsequent report shows Simkowski had been prescribed 15 drugs. Wisconsin Watchdog has obtained several emails from sources close to the situation showing that the phone records have been recovered through an investigation. If he reached out that there was a phone conversation, if not with Kine's office, from the guy who would later die, that's a big deal. It's 9:30.
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.